have an update for you today concerning the rippling effects of the ongoing worldwide COVID-19 pandemic. It would be nice to tell you that all that has gone away, but no, the disease is still causing problems. One big reason for that is the Delta variant. Viruses, like COVID and the flu, naturally mutate. They change, new strains or variants form, and they can reinfect people who've already recovered from previous versions of the virus. Health officials say the Delta variant is the main form of coronavirus that's spreading now in the United States. The Centers for Disease Control says there have been more than 870,000 positive COVID tests recorded in the past week and more than 4,800 deaths related to the virus. At one point in mid-June, the U.S. was averaging fewer than 12,000 new infections per week. The Delta variant is blamed for this increase. Health officials say it's far more contagious than previous strains of COVID, but most medical officials also say that existing COVID vaccines are effective in preventing people from being hospitalized from the Delta variant. They say vaccinated people have fewer and milder symptoms overall than those who catch Delta and haven't been vaccinated. One of the vaccines, the one made by Pfizer and BioNTech, has just gotten formal government approval for the prevention of COVID-19. Previously, like the other two vaccines, it was only authorized for emergency use. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says the Pfizer vaccine meets its standards for safety and effectiveness, but according to medical information site Healthline, there have been conflicting studies around the world on the vaccine's effectiveness. One suggests it's as high as 96% effective in protecting people against the Delta variant. One suggests it's as low as 42% effective. And a former director of the CDC says tens of thousands of breakthrough infections when fully vaccinated people still contract COVID-19 can be expected. The overall survival rate of the virus is estimated at more than 99%, but that's not spread evenly across all age groups. And the federal government says it hopes the FDA's full approval of the Pfizer vaccine will encourage hesitant Americans to get the shot and encourage more organizations to require workers to have it. The mandates, the requirements that Americans be vaccinated or wear masks in certain places, are controversial. Supporters say they're necessary to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Critics say wearing a mask or being injected with a vaccine should be a matter of personal choice.